Tiernan Lynch, Derry City manager. 3 points, clean sheet, can't be much better than that.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. I think the last time we were here, it was an extremely difficult night for numerous reasons. And I think you've seen a different team there tonight. I thought it was probably a game of two halves. So we'd done really well first half, thought we played some really good football at times. Probably lacked a little bit of a cutting edge. But I thought we moved the ball around really well and showed real bravery in possession. And then the second half after we scored, it was one of those situations where we had the roller sleeves up and we had to defend, and I thought we'd done that brilliantly.
You say yourself, with the quality in the game, say, what does Sadio Diallo bring to the midfield when he comes? Obviously came back in today and you saw he was head and shoulders above everyone else in the midfield on the park today.
Yeah, listen, Sads is a top player. He's obviously been very unfortunate with injuries, and there's elements of his game that we definitely need to work on and improve. But great credit to him, because he's putting that work in, he's taking the instruction on board, and he's working really hard to try and put that right.
It was a game of moments, and I mean, no better man for a moment than Michael Duffy. Like, how good is it to know in a game like this you have a player of that quality that you can call upon to deliver a moment like that?
Yeah, I think we're actually very fortunate. We probably haven't seen enough of it, but we have the likes of Mickey Duffy, who, as you've seen, done what he does. You have Gavin White, you have Liam Boyce. So there's definitely players on our team that are capable of that. And I think when you obviously see what Michael Duffy's capable of, that there's very few people that are blessed with that talent.
Pat Hooban, 2 minutes off the bench at the end of the game. He's been linked to a couple of clubs during the week. Are there plans to keep him around?
I don't think that's something that I'm going to discuss at this stage. This is probably about tonight in Shelburne, and who knows what tomorrow brings.
A win puts you over Shelburne in the league table. What's the aim now, second half of the season?
Just keep trying to improve. It's game by game. When we came in the doors, we knew that there was never going to be a quick fix here. But what we have to very much do is get the building blocks. There's definitely lots of things we still need to do as a team, as a squad. We're doing some really good things. We're working very hard. We're very committed. But we know the next couple of transfer windows are going to be crucial for us. And the rest of the season, as I say, it's one day at a time, one game at a time. Keep working hard and keep trying to improve.
Just finally, turning on a personal level, obviously you brought Larne to the Conference E group stage last season. Team played tonight, Shelburne, are going to be playing an All-Ireland affair in a couple of weeks at Slimfield, potentially Shamrock Rovers as well. What do these ties mean to Ireland, to have these sides facing each other in Europe with such high stakes?
I think it's, in my opinion, I think that this should be an All-Ireland league. I think that there would be an unbelievable league here if you were to cross over. I think there's a great opportunity for that, and I think these ties will hopefully start showing that there is that opportunity to work together. I'm obviously very proud of my time in Northern Ireland, and I'm really looking forward to both games. If Rovers are fortunate enough to get through to play Cliftonville if they get through. So I think they're all very mouthwatering, and I think it's great for football on the island of Ireland.